This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. If you're traveling out there for the holiday, and a whole lot of us are, make sure you slow it down and take it easy. The Highway Patrol kicked off the Thanksgiving clicker ticket effort on Monday. Local agencies and troopers will be out looking for seatbelt violations, speeders, and impaired drivers through Sunday. Thanksgiving week is expected to be even busier than usual this year due to those lower gas prices. The Sheriff's Office is seeking your help in locating a missing man. Jose Puentes, age 62, was last seen near Sellerstown Road on Tuesday afternoon. He was wearing a black t-shirt, black jeans, boots, and a black hat with a Texas emblem. If you see the missing man, call the non-emergency number for the Sheriff's Office at 910-640-1428. Sharman Tolson of Whiteville has been arrested on a single charge of indecent liberties with a minor under 16 years of age. Tolson, age 71, was taken into custody Monday near his Canal Street home in Whiteville. He was released under a $10,000 secured bond. The first real cold weather of the year is moving in Friday after we get some badly needed rain today. Temperatures will likely struggle to break 50 degrees after the rains, and we'll be looking at 40s in the daytime on occasion, as well as 20s at night starting Friday. We could see single-digit wind chill factors by first of the week. Because of the extra cold weather, Community CPR is seeking space heaters and donations to buy heaters for area residents in need. Contact Wally Todd in Community CPR via Facebook for more information. The State Low Income Energy Assistance Program is opening up for applications Monday. You can see this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com for more information. Saturday's going to have two great big old events going on in downtown Whiteville. The Shop Our Stores on Small Business Saturdays is going to give you an opportunity to check out some sales and specials at all of our locally owned stores. You can support your neighbors and avoid the crowds at the big box stores. Tinsel the Elf is going to be at Sugar and Spice Dancewear Saturday, and the Grinch will be visiting down at Guyton's Drugstore. I wonder if he's going to pick up a milkshake. I could deal with a Guyton's milkshake. Santa Claus is even rumored to be spending some time in downtown on Saturday afternoon. Also on Saturday, the Waccamaw Suwan Heritage Celebration starts at 10 a.m. at the Museum of Science. The event's free. There'll be food, some crafts, Indian arts, and of course, dancing by the very talented dance teams from the Waccamaw Suwan Tribe. Columbus Animal Protective Services is closed until Monday. They're not taking in any intakes or strays. The shelter is undergoing a deep cleaning. Only emergency calls will be accepted through Monday. If you have a true animal emergency, call 911. You need to get your orders in for the East Columbus Swamp Keepers Education Foundation Pork Chop Plate Sale. Plates are $10. They'll be available beginning December 6th from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Call or text 910-617-9056. Remember, when at ColumbusCountyNews.com, we hope you enjoy your Thanksgiving. Keep it safe, relax a little, and take a few minutes to be truly thankful for all the blessings that we enjoy as Americans. We appreciate your support here, on air, and online. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.